1250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of
ABC News. I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Trump's legal team has until this evening to respond to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's request that he limit public comments on social media. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
Two firefighters and their pilot were killed in the crash of a helicopter they were in while fighting a blaze in Southern California. Thousands of scouts attending the World Scouting Jamboree in South Korea are being evacuated because of an incoming tropical storm. Many scouts had already left because of the heat. This is ABC News. Fresh Russian attacks across Ukraine on Sunday, blamed for at least six deaths, the attacks following a strike on a Russian tanker. Fresh tensions off the Alaskan coast after Russian and Chinese ships got close to U.S. shores.
The United States taking swift action, sending four U.S. Navy warships to the Aleutian Islands after senators said 11 Russian and Chinese ships came close to American waters. Now, officials say those foreign ships were on patrol in international waters conducting a joint naval exercise. And a U.S. official saying the military had been expecting this Chinese-Russian patrol for several weeks. And NORTHCOM saying in a statement that the foreign patrol stayed in international waters and was not considered a threat.
That's ABC's Ike Ajachi. And a bear loose on a plane, it apparently escaped from its crate in the cargo hold of a passenger jet about to take off from Dubai, headed for Baghdad. The plane was delayed for an hour while the bear was sedated and then removed. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
I'm coming!
Hi, Mark Tauscher. Ah, Tausch, you have mosquitoes in here.
It's like an insect zoo right now at my house. Here comes that wasp again. Incoming.
Shoo, you need Pella's 250 series of windows with exclusive hidden screens, protecting you from nature.
Yes, please. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to the rescue.
Get a 250 series patio door and eight double-hung windows with hidden screens as low as $188 per month. PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends 8/31/23.
It doesn't hurt. Feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? Great state of Wisconsin State Fair.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much, Nina Blackwood. Good morning. Another beautiful Monday. Greatest summer in the history of summers in Northeast Wisconsin. It continues. The weekend was beyond spectacular.
And another great week coming
just
up.
Just fantastic.
We are. We're just lucking out. And I wonder if we're appreciating this more because of all the bad weather in terms of, you know, 115 degrees.
Around the country?
But this is like,
We are like the one little space where there's no, and knock on wood, you know, no tornadoes or no whatever, no floods, no 115 degree heat. And
we had some friends visit from Tulsa yesterday. They came over and it was just a great afternoon in Green Bay yesterday, right?
Perfect.
I mean, it was just sitting
perfect
on the deck, and it just, yeah, we're very, very fortunate.
You know, I was looking at the, I was watching the weather. Jason, is my music still real loud in my ears? Thank you, Jason. We're going to talk to Jason Wheels, coming back from his somewhat disappointing World Series of wheelchair basketball. We'll get to that, Wheels. We'll get to that.
Kind of like women's soccer was,
were they
slotted to be number one?
Wheels? They were ranked number one. You guys weren't ranked number one, were you, Wheels?
No, we were third.
Okay, but expectations were for number. We're for you to win the tournament, right?
I mean, we at were considered. Yes.
Yeah. So at least that's what you told us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Wills. We'll get to you later.
Hey, what were we talking about before? Overpromise, underdeliver.
You guys, I'm coming back. You guys, it's too bad we're on radio because I want to show you my trophy. It's like, okay, Wills.
I know. All right. So anyway, we'll get to that. Was it hot down there playing on the that parking lot?
It was straight awful.
I bet. I mean, I saw that video you posted.
Yeah, wheels were popping.
Wow.
Really?
Is just that from being on the ground. Yeah.
I mean, it was just all asphalt and nothing else but the sun beating down on you, huh?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Wow.
So we'll get to that. So wheelchairs were getting like flats? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, from the heat on the parking lots. Yeah.
Do they have like a repair thing there?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're not out for the whole game.
All right.
Well, we'll get to that.
And again, I don't want people to say, oh, my God, are they mean?
Oh, no.
Say, Wheels. Tell us, what would you rather be called, Jason or Wheels?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Wheels.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole time I worked with you for 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't even see that.
No, I mean, you don't even think. I mean,
no.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
we're not trying to be.
We're going to talk about your tournament, though, because as we.
But very little since they came in like ninth.
I know, right?
I mean,
well, we spent a lot of time on it.
Fifth. Okay. Fifth, we'll go with fifth.
Nine? Right. Pretty close to nine.
Yeah, I know, right?
Closer to nine
than it is to one. Thank you.
Sorry,
wow,
Wheels.
We're getting to like finish each other's sentences. Oh,
thanks,
Wheels, you would have loved
thanks,
this.
Guys.
You would have loved this. You would have loved this the other night. So we go to our corporate type of get together over in Plainfield.
Yeah.
Okay. Really great. Nice cabin on the water. On for a nice boat ride. All these great. We had a wonderful meal. Mike Cruz's wife put together phenomenal meal. Okay. And the reason she put together the entire meal and he didn't is because we were those two dorks that show up 2 hours before you're supposed to be there.
So just for the listeners, we talked about this a little bit.
Nobody's even home.
One of our
still bringing groceries.
Hello.
Right. One
Hello.
Hi. Can I help you guys?
We're
looking for Mike's house. Found it.
Johnny and I are new to this, right? We started June 26th, and one of the owners invited us to his lake house. He just bought it in Plainfield, and we thought,
been to Plainfield before. Neither one of us. I literally brought out a map. I bought a map, an old-fashioned map. And you know what's funny? I saw a survey one time on a thing. Gas station owners, what's the one thing you carry that never sells? And it was maps. The number one thing.
Nobody needs maps.
We carry them, but nobody buys them.
Right.
Type of thing. But I was the one guy that bought a map.
And we found it way out in the sticks, but a beautiful place. I mean,
fantastic.
3,000 square feet. Yeah. But he said to get there, I thought he said between 3 and 5, but I think he said between 4 and 5. So then
we got there like 2:30.
We did. We got there like really early. And there's nobody there. We're like, is this a house? We're checking the map. And
so the reason she had to do all the work,
and then she comes carrying up,
Mike had entertained us.
And then she comes carrying up these groceries. You know, she pulls in. We're like, well, at least somebody else is here. And it's his wife carrying these two bags of groceries. Like, can I help you guys? It's like, I know the mayor and we're here. Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, okay.
You need any help? She goes, no. So we sat there.
Like the next guest didn't come for like 2 hours. But anyway, so we had a phenomenal night, wonderful night. Talked a little bit of shop, talked a lot of radio, everything. Just had a great night. And we're going home. And Jim.
Oh, my God. Let me tell this story.
Okay, you tell it.
So.
But you're going to embellish
No. I told this story a lot of times yesterday. Okay. So, all right. So Plainfield, which is it's in the middle of the sticks, but the guy's going to have it for Airbnb. So I don't want to say it's desolate, but it's a beautiful place once you get there. So of course, John, drinks a little bit. So
where did that come from? He did that night too.
Factors into the story.
Oh my gosh.
So we get there. It's kind of a corporate event. And my wife's like, okay, what are you going to wear? Because you got to kind of, this guy owns the company. And so we get there.
We dressed very similar, by the way. We did. I noticed that. We dressed very similar. Didn't we?
I didn't notice what you were wearing. Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so we get there and it was great. We got on a boat ride and talked, like Johnny said, we talked corporate stuff. We talked about the industry, how they're doing, 20 stations, very pleased with the growth plan, and said some nice things about our show. And Chris, John's drinking through all this.
Then
it's like, I said, John, I don't like driving on 2-lane roads at night.
Yeah.
So I said, I want to be.
Plus, you had to get home too.
Yeah, I was supposed to get home. I planned to get home because I had to make chili for the community shelter. I had committed to making lunch for. I said, I want to get home and make the chili. So I'd like to leave around 8 o'clock. So then we would be on Highway 41 by maybe 9:30, and then I could drive on 2 lanes from Appleton home. Yeah, that's no problem.
Four lanes,
I mean. Yeah, no problem. Good idea. So, 8 o'clock, it's like, okay, kind of want to get going. So it takes, of course, John Mino a half hour to say goodbye to 3 people, and yucking it up, and oh, thanks for this and that. So we finally get in the car at 8:30. I'm like, oh, finally, we're getting out of here. So we drive, and it was starting to get dark, right? It was starting to get dark. We're driving, and you have to drive like, That is, like I said, it's out in the sticks. Anyway, and we get
almost 2 lanes, basically, to Waupaca.
To Waupaca. Or Watoma or Waupaca?
Waupaca.
So we drive, and we're passing Waupaca, and then all of a sudden I hear him like jingling around in the credenza, and he goes, are these my keys? I'm like, no, man, those are my keys. I always keep them in the credenza. And he's like, oh, wait a minute. Where are my keys? He's filling his pockets. He goes, I forgot my keys. So because of his imbibing.
Oh, my God. It's not true.
We had to turn around. And it was pitch dark. It was
33
then.
Miles.
We drove back.
40
and then
miles.
Took him. And then you got to admit, you spent a little time in that house getting your keys and talking and saying goodbye again. And we got back. And we didn't get home till midnight when the plan of attack was to be home by 9:30. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was great being with John Mino, but I did enjoy my day off yesterday from you. No, it was great.
Yeah,
I just want to thank Mike again.
Yeah.
He was great.
But what else was I going to do if we didn't turn around?
I mean,
we had to.
We didn't have a good plan B.
We had no plan B.
No, we had to go back and get the keys.
But in my defense.
I wouldn't have forgot them.
In my defense. Okay, if you're carrying your keys with you, because you picked me up right here at the studio.
Right.
You picked me up. So I drove here, obviously. So I needed my keys to get back in here, you know, to get my car and everything like that. So I'm carrying my keys with me. So obviously you take them out of your pocket when you're someplace.
What do you mean, obviously? But, nobody does that.
Nobody does what?
Leave them in your pocket.
Well, nobody's going to leave a big set of keys in your pocket.
Well, then you get a little hook and put them on your belt like a janitor.
I don't have that. Okay. So anyway, so what I'm saying is if I was dry, okay, you got a hook. Look, Jason's got a hook.
He's got a hook.
Everybody's got a hook.
I got a hook.
All right. I don't have a hook. So anyway,
if you're driving,
if you were driving, obviously you'd say, oh, I'm going to grab my keys. But if you're not driving, you don't think to grab your keys.
Well, no, you think, do I have everything? Do I have my phone? Do I have my keys? Do I have my wallet? Little checklist.
I think a lot of people would have done what I did. I do. I bet half the people out there right now are thinking to themselves, you know, I could see me doing that. Yeah. I could see me doing that, forgetting my keys, because I didn't have to have them with me until I got back to Green Bay.
And I would, what did you think was going to happen when you got back to Green Bay?
Well, I wasn't thinking that far.
That's a true statement. Anyway, a great weekend. Plainfield is a nice community.
Nice area.
Neither of I had been there. We've been to the...
You know what? It's got to be one of those things, though, where... I've done it myself. As soon as he told me it was Plainfield, I go, ooh, Ed Gein. And then as soon as I mentioned to everybody else that it was going to be Plainfield, ooh, Ed Gein. And it's like, it's got to be a pain in the butt when you always say, where are you from? Plainfield. Ooh, Ed Gein.
I know. And the Ed Gein's grave.
That's what you're known for.
Ed Gein
is great, did you say?
No, his grave.
Oh, his grave.
Great. His
words down there. Wheels.
I know, right? His grave, but... What I would do if I were the city, I would try to capitalize on that somehow.
Would you?
I would figure, I don't know what it is. I'd have to think about that.
I don't think so.
I would have to figure or have a, I don't know, I would think about, that's what everybody knows. Everybody, when you
but
mention
it's such
that,
a terrible thing.
But it.
I mean, I don't think Waukesha, I don't want to make fun of or make light of it, but I mean, I don't think Waukesha
don't
would
you
want
John,
Jeffrey Dahmer.
John
you know
Dillinger,
mean?
Bonnie and Clyde. I mean, it. But that guy was worse. I don't know about that. Maybe you're right, but then you got to come up with something to overcome that because that is the connotation with Plainfield.
I know it is, but I would not publicize. I mean, everybody knows, and you just kind of live with it. I think.
I don't know. Let
or, so even like Berlin or Berlin, Wisconsin used to be called Berlin, and then after World War One, there was such a thing against Germans that they changed it to Berlin.
How about this? So in his gravesite, you would. I would put a circle around there where people could stand and maybe urinate. Just well, something, Johnny.
I was not expecting that. Okay? I was not expecting you to say that. I could see me saying that. I was not expecting you to say that.
I'm trying to
come
up with a way to, I don't know, maybe I'll stick to radio. Okay. I was just trying to help that community because they say that when you look at communities – that you have to have an attraction that transcends that you're better than your community. Now we obviously have the Packers, but other people have like the largest ball of yarn, and people have different things in their community that they're known for because that tourism is, you know, can be 18-20% of your economy. And I don't know that Plainfield, I think they have the name, but they don't have the product.
Hey, Rusty, we got to stop and see the world's second biggest ball of yarn. What movie is that?
People do
Family
it.
Family Vacation.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, right? So yeah. People have that.
You knew that one, right, Wheels?
And
yeah.
A lot of communities have something. Even Two Rivers, right? The home of the ice cream cone. The ice cream sundae, I'm sorry, yeah. But, you know, Basketball Hall of Fame out
well,
in Hartford.
Well, you know what else I've got? Two Rivers. I don't know if it's still open, but I see it every time I go by. It's like the wooden block
or something.
Printing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Block printing
and on the wood
museum.
Right, that is cool.
Okay,
I don't know that that's what they're known for, but it's something like that can make your community proud, which would be tough with the Gein thing. But
yeah, really tough, really really tough. Hey, we're looking for a marketing director for the. Good luck with that.
This needs work.
All right, we got to send a quick break. Mind on the mayor, getting the week started on a bizarre sort of way.
We got to get going.
Back after this.
Does it hurt feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
Right.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dominic Cruz. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Daytime highs approaching 78 today under mainly cloudy skies. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows level off around 61. Daytime highs approaching 83 tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies. Mid 80s Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 80s. Once again, highs reach 78 today. Lows level off around 61 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
On a beautiful Monday morning, this segment brought to you by a brand new sponsor, Sandra Rank Realty. I'll tell you what, she deals with some really, really quality houses. I was just looking at one of hers here, Seminole Trail, all brick Indian trails, European style classic residence, just gorgeous. She has just beautiful, beautiful places. If you're looking to sell, you're looking to buy, Sandra Rank, she's got a phenomenal, phenomenal office right on Broadway.
And the people who work there,
yes,
talk about quality.
Yeah.
I mean, they are as friendly as can be. They take care of all the details, work around your schedule.
Yes.
That is the one customer-focused,
yes,
organization. And you really feel like you're the only listing they have.
Yep.
You know, because they take such good care of you.
And so, she is the top 1%, 1% in the United States. That's not bad. If we're going to have a realtor, that's not bad. Top 1% in the country.
Yeah, she does great.
Sandra Rank. We have her on the show this week. Talk a little bit about real estate, what's going on, the trends. You know, one of the big trends we talked about this is, especially people from out of town, come up here, find a house they kind of like, but they love the setting, and they basically knock the house down and build right there.
Yep. I mean, it's the community's great. The environment's great. And in the paper today, I brought the paper in, but there's an article on housing. I think it was in the Press Gazette or the Times, one of the two. But anyway, it's still a big thing, right? Housing is still hard to get, and you know, you got to buy right. You got to know what to put in. And Sandra is great about helping people with
that. Yep, talk a bit about those interest rates.
Yep.
Bouncing up and down. Another big thing happening this week, the Brown County Fair. That's always a great time. On Sunday, August 20th, by the way, it's military and veterans. Oh, no, that's not this week. It's next week. But anyway, Sunday, August 20th is the Military Veterans Appreciation Day and the Veterans Benefits and Outreach Event. It's open to active military veterans, survivors, dependents of veterans, family members. Sunday only, free admission for military, reservists, National Guard, veterans, and one guest included. Additional guests are $10, but they got the rides and everything like that. Just present your military ID, veteran ID, licensed veteran identifier, any of those kinds of things. Enter through the south gate by the DePere Ice Center for free parking. So once again, I will be doing some speaking there with my great friend Chuck Wellens. He's a United States Marine Corps Vietnam veteran. Music by Kevin Bauer. Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach will be speaking. Brown County Veteran Service Officer Joe Alec, who's a great friend of ours, he'll be speaking. So once again, Sunday, August 20th, for all veterans from 12 to 5, it's the Military and Veterans Appreciation Day at the Brown County Fair. Hope to see you all there. You going to be there?
I will. County fairs are great.
Love fairs.
And
love fairs.
My wife grew up in Anago, and that must have been a big thing for them. But boy, does she like the county fair, the animals, that kind of stuff. I mean, this we'll definitely, you know, support the
veterans. I wasn't crazy about that part of it.
Oh, man, the rabbits. They have like rabbits there. It's not just all cows. It's like chickens, and it's great. And what's really cool is when those kids are like showing off their animals to talk to them. And man, but you know, summer's kind of moving along.
You know, my favorite
here.
Thing was at the Escanaba State Fair.
Let me guess, the onion bloom.
Nope.
What?
Demolition Derby.
Well, yeah, that's cool. I mean, that is cool.
Demolition. I would do that. I would take part in a demolition derby.
John, you're getting sore just getting out of your bed. Can you imagine?
I know. No, I agree with that.
That would not be a good idea for you.
Well, but the way I collide with things, I think. Let's be honest.
Anyway.
So I got a buddy that might be fixing my car.
Oh, good.
I don't understand insurance.
Yeah, you don't.
Do you?
I do. But just.
Here's what I don't understand about insurance. Let me just throw this out there. Then I'll let you speak. So you're spending all this money for insurance. And you're not getting anything back. You're just spending money just in case. So something happens, something as innocuous, if I can use that word, as me missing my blind spot in my car and hitting a pillar, going 2 miles an hour, a mile and a half an hour. Okay.
For 5 feet.
And $4,200 damage for that little amount, a 1 second thing, or I'm 1 foot away, and my rates are going up.
Of course.
But I've been paying all that. But it's like, well, wait a minute. That's what I was paying for. Why are my rates going up now?
Because they have to cover that accident.
But that makes no sense.
You're higher risk. Next time it could be worse.
How am I high risk? I even told the lady.
Well, you drink, you drive.
Oh, my God. Where is this coming from?
Wow. I'm just kidding, John. So John, I got to admit, though, you are not the best driver. Would you admit that? You know what I mean? You don't drive real fast. Maybe I do, but
wheels. You want to know why we got to that party 2 hours early?
Because Jim was driving the
Dylan Hurt. We're driving back.
And we got passed.
We're driving, and this guy passed us. He goes, oh, my God. I can't believe how fast that guy's going. I go, how fast do you think? He goes, I don't know, but I'm going 90.
Wow.
True story. Am I right? Am I right?
Wow.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, there went another motorcycle, Jim.
Yes, I know.
But you know what was weird? Every morning when I drive in for Manitowoc, okay, I pass this same car every day going 55 miles an hour. And it's 70 on the highway, and people are going 75.
Right.
You know, at 43 in the mornings. He's going 55 every day. But guess what he's driving? This is the most weird thing.
Like a Mercedes?
Keep going.
Really?
What would you never expect? Me and my old 20-year-old busted-down car. What would you not expect me to pass every single morning?
I wouldn't expect you to pass anything.
Well, that's true. But what would be the last thing you'd expect me to pass?
Oh, Lamborghini?
Corvette.
Oh, Corvette, yeah.
Guy's got this beautiful Corvette.
He's just styling.
He's going 55.
No. So, okay.
Isn't that bizarre? It feels weird to pass a Corvette in my piece of garbage
car. He's just getting out of the house. He just wants to go for a ride in his Corvette. His wife finally let him get a Corvette.
No, every morning I pass him.
No, I know. He's just out for his morning drive.
At 5 o'clock, 5:15?
Why not? Maybe he's a morning person.
Okay.
But, you know, I told you I was a marketing major out of St. Norbert. Dargan was this old, kind of a crotchety guy. We smoked in class. And
weed?
And I just remember him. I just remember one of his lines, like, he would talk about sex and advertising and stuff. He goes, well, we all know a Corvette's nothing more than a penis on wheels.
Okay.
I think sometimes.
Look for that one in the podcast, kids.
Corvettes. Maybe this guy's just out, like, enjoying his Corvette. He's going 55, that's the minimum speed.
I know. It's like so slow.
He's got nothing better to do.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to get back with wheels here. We're going to talk about something important.
Chris Jackie, former Packer kicker. Chris Jackie coming up at 7. Mind on the Mirror. Back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Trump's legal team has until this evening to respond to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's request that he limit public comments on social media. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
Two firefighters and their pilot were killed in the crash of a helicopter they were in while fighting a blaze in Southern California. Thousands of scouts attending the World Scouting Jamboree in South Korea are being evacuated because of an incoming tropical storm. Many scouts had already left because of the heat. This is ABC News.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
Whiskey in the water.
With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
oh, we gotta listen to some of this song. This is one of my all-time favorite songs. November 1973.
Yeah.
Brewed too much for the band.
Don't ruin it if you like it.
I'm not ruining it.
You're ruining it for our listeners.
Couldn't
tell you that.
Take it.
So he's leaving
the tone deaf. He's come to know.
John, that's not even the same note.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I don't pay attention to notes.
He
said he's going back.
Okay, you know, all right.
Going back to find.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you, Wheels.
Keep it up.
WGBW.
Left behind.
Not so long ago.
John, you're not singing? Okay.
Yes, I am. I can hear myself.
Yeah.
Leave it.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leave it on the midnight train. Mm-hmm. Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
1590 AM, 97.9 FM. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. We've got a busy show. We got a busy week. I just want to
okay, wait, I read a quick text I just got.
All right.
Okay. From Mary. Penis on wheels. Tell Jim I went to SNC and was in Dargan's classes too. I almost spit out my coffee when he said that. LOL. Thank you, Mary.
All right, Mary. I don't know if we were in the same class, but yes, he was great. He's passed away. And great marketing guy. And actually, when I got to St. Norbert and eventually had my own business, I'd go back and talk to his students about business, but I didn't.
But you admit, growing up, what was your favorite car that you always
wanted? Well, it was a Corvette. Totally was. As a little kid, yeah, 12 years, 14 years old kid, yeah, Corvettes were awesome.
Mine was a 67 GTO.
Yeah. No, they're, yeah, kids.
They're cooler than Corvettes. GTOs are.
That's a cool car.
It's a cool car. 67 GTO is the coolest car ever made.
But Corvettes.
Wheels, you agree?
Wheels, where were you at?
GTO or Corvette?
Oh, that's so. Oh,
it is.
Don't make me. Don't make me choose.
Which one is your favorite kids type thing?
I would have to go with the GTO, though. What? I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's get back to. All right. Well.
Thank you.
GTOs are great cars. You made a good analogy. It's like picking your kids. Those are both great, great cars, and they both had a great following. And anyway, so
I did a Corvette rally one time. So they gave me a Corvette, and it was actually really cool. It started, I think, in Green Bay, went down to Road America, and you got to take two laps around Road America in the Corvette. There was a lot of fun, but I didn't realize they're really hard to control, kind of. It was a little bit wet, and going around those corners, boy, that back end just wants to slide out on you, huh?
Well, that's a tough track to maneuver. That's not an oval track. I mean,
how much fun is that, though, driving around that thing?
Right?
I would do that again in a heartbeat, drive around Road America.
And that is their Lambeau Field, their Ed Gein.
By the way, okay, so we're talking during the break about other things that you could market around here, but people don't want to market it because they still live there. One is, I know lots of people still go to Vince Lombardi's house just to get their picture taken. Didn't Bart Starr used to live right on Mason, or not on Mason, on Webster-ish?
Well, Webster and is it Webster's at Ridge, or is it St. Francis? Whatever, that corner, Bart Starr, and then his house was purchased by one of our local business guys.
But I'm surprised he would live in such a...
Well, that's a nice house.
I'm not saying that, but more secluded,
That.
Like in the fishbowl kind of thing where...
Oh, that, totally. There's no security there.
No.
There's not even, I don't think he's got a hedge in front of the house.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah, you could get egged super easy, or people could stop.
That. We don't know where that came from.
But. Well, because of his record. But coaching, great player. But, or people could just come up and knock on your door easily.
Absolutely.
Zero security there. Oh, yeah.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess people with Lombardi's house, I was reading an article where one time, I think it was the day of the Super Bowl, and these like college kids showed up and started playing football in his yard. And these people are living there. It's like, well, what are you doing?
There wasn't video back. That's pretty cool video. You know what I mean? Like, that would be cool to say, to tell your kids that, you know? I can see why they did that. That's all right. But when you live somewhere, I mean, it's the neighborhood you choose. If you want to live in a gated community, although we don't have a lot of those, but...
Do we have any?
Yeah, we do.
In Green Bay?
Well, sure. I mean, if you go up Alloway Avenue, that's a gated community. Those condos right by the right place.
Oh, those condos. But I don't think there's a house gated community around
here. Yeah, there's a couple houses.
Are there?
Gated, yeah.
Okay.
There are. But there's what's a little bit more secure, but I don't know. I mean, I think that's part of the reason people like Green Bay is that we're all neighbors.
Although, okay, I'm going to throw, okay, we talk about how, you know, we had the music Simply the Best for the first month. Now we're switching up a little bit and everything. And, you know, Green Bay picked as the best place to live in America. But you know what? It doesn't have its warts. You know what I mean? It does. Has some warts. Talked to a lady this weekend. She, right out here on the street, got flashed.
Yeah.
Got flashed.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's another person. And, you know, we talk homeless. I don't think that's an overused term in some ways. But, you know, there's such things as vagrants around where they just kind of... And this guy was, like, threatening to her in the middle of the day. I mean, you got to still... You're still in a city, so to speak. And there's still stuff that happens. And in the world or the country's, you know, best city, there's still some... You got to still be careful.
Our best city rating out of 10 was a 6.9. So there's a lot of room for improvement.
Right.
And this was you're right. And people, it's interesting that we're on the radio now, but I think people call us with more concerns, with a lot of good stuff too.
Right.
We'll get texts, but like that lady that's like, and I even had, you know, an issue, you know, of course I live in the hood, but I had an issue with someone's, I'm assuming he was homeless because he was sleeping in the park right across the street from me. And I was worried that there was something, you know, that he could be
dead.
You know, ill, dead, you know, just And so I called, you know, quite a phone tree to talk to the non-emergency. That should be an easier number. It was when I was mayor. But so I finally got a cop to come over there and check on the guy. And he was living, and then the cop drove away. I'm like, well, wait a minute. This guy's kind of breaking the law because he's sleeping in a city park that is closed.
Are people allowed to sleep in parks?
No, they're not. They're just not. And look, there's housing available.
But there's one park that can, right? How does that work?
Well, I think St. John's Park was designated as a park.
Because I've driven past there where there's sleeping bags all over the place and that.
Yeah, we got to get somebody on here to talk about that, because I hear that's no longer allowed, but I'm not sure. But there's deeper issues, and these people need supportive housing is what we need to get into. We'll have some people smarter than me come and talk about that, but there's a lot of solutions.
But then didn't you say the guy got up and like took a leak right in front of everybody? I mean, just kind of.
Well, there's nobody there.
Well, you were there.
I was there.
You and Milton.
Yeah, me and Milton.
I could have scarred Milton for life.
I know. I hope not. Maybe
the world's most pompous, privileged dog.
Maybe I should get him into therapy.
I think you
that.
Should.
Yeah.
I think
okay,
you should.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Sure we'll You're that. Welcome.
But yeah, I don't want him.
No.
I don't want him to grow up in a
you don't want him experiencing
supportive
that.
Environment.
Exactly. But all I'm saying is, you know, because I've had people say.
Far be it for a dog to see somebody go to urinate outside.
I know, right?
Anyway, I'll think about that.
I had a dog one time. I had a house dog one time. Had it for about a month, 2 months maybe. It
was like, what?
Bichon Frise.
Those are great dogs. I have two of those.
So okay.
Those are great dogs.
It would, let's just put it nicely, it would go to the bathroom in the house. Find a spot. And so I got a VHS, back in the days of VHS, How to Train Your Bichon Frise.
You should have done that before that.
Read a book anyway. On it and everything like that. So it said, early in the morning, go out and walk it.
Yeah.
Early in the morning, go out and walk it.
Yeah.
So this was winter. Because I think I got it for my daughter for Christmas. So, and it was a real nippy dog. He would bite you out. You know, one of those. So I wasn't fond of him to begin with. I'm going to be honest. So I would take it for walks.
There's a few mistakes you've made before you got the. Okay, but anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And this was I was in TV, so I'd work. You know, I wouldn't get home till like midnight or whatever, you know, doing the late shift and everything. And so I'd take it up at 6 in the morning, middle of winter.
Yeah.
4 below 0.
Yeah.
And I'm out there walking with this little. Dog.
This little fur ball. Yep.
Okay.
Those are great dogs.
Walk him. He would hold it till we got in the house, and he'd run to his corner and do his thing. He would hold it the entire time during that walk, and as soon as we got in the house, he would do his thing.
You should have
had
not,
to get rid of him.
No, you should have. Okay. Oh, man. You should. You're probably 10 minutes away. Just he can't go back in the house until he relieves himself.
I needed to go too, I'll be honest with you.
Okay, all right. Johnny, you should have got the VHS before you got the dog.
Yeah.
And you should have talked to some people and maybe read a little bit about it.
I agree.
But those are great dogs. That's an expensive dog.
Real nippy, though.
No.
Real nippy. I'm serious.
I think
real
he was,
nippy. You try to hold him and bite you and you just.
I don't think he was in love with his owner.
He was not. He was not.
Yeah.
So,
well, you train him to go to the bathroom in the house, and then you take him outside. Yeah, that's a little backwards. But anyway, I love dogs.
Mary says, thanks for the shout out. I'm still laughing. SNC class of 1982.
Nope.
You were
Sorry,
class
Mary.
Of...
I was 80. So,
80? Oh, you might have still been. Could have been
that's
in class.
True. We could have
like
overlapped.
A junior and a freshman, or a freshman
right.
and a or sophomore and a senior.
That is true.
So
well, Mary, I hope you went on to great things. Norbert's was a good school, but what Norbert's had was great students. So they went on to do very community-minded school. That's what I liked about St. Norbert. They really taught you early when you were freshmen that this is more than education, campus ministry, student life, get involved in the community. And then I think people who graduated from there, you will see that they had good careers, good family people, but also were involved in the community. That's been my experience with
my
friends.
Did you live in a dorm?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have air conditioning?
No. No.
Here's what I don't understand about that. Because my son went to St. Norbert.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, good.
Loved it. But here's what I couldn't figure out. When the Packers are there, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong. When the Packers are there, they have window air conditioners.
Right.
When the Packers leave and the students move in, they take them out.
Right.
Why?
Same reason they take out the bigger beds, they take away the better food. That's just, they're the Packers.
That's
Johnny.
Ridiculous. For the money you pay to go there? I want to say it's like $46,000 a year to go there.
It's not that much.
It's pretty close.
Lawrence is the most expensive school in the state of Wisconsin. I don't know if Norbert's is. I don't know. It's been a while. I mean, my kids.
But why do they take the air conditioners out? I was in his room one time. It had to be like 95 degrees in there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. That's a good question. I guess if they have them.
Leave them in.
Well,
wouldn't it be easier to just leave them in?
I guess if they.
Take them out in November or something.
Raise your tuition.
I got this one. They still take out the AC units every fall.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
Well, they take out the bigger beds. I mean, I don't know. That. Yeah, that's a good question.
For the money you're paying to go there, would air conditioning be that much of a difference in the cost? I mean, come on.
I think
that's crazy.
But that's just in VMC. It's only a few dorms they stay in, and maybe the other students wouldn't like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be an air-conditioned dorm, and then, like, 3M, Bergstrom wouldn't have...
But isn't it pretty much normal for every place to have... I mean, I almost feel like it's inhumane for somebody to have to stay in some place that has no air conditioning.
I don't have air conditioning.
In your house?
No.
You have something.
I live in an older home.
Right. And I know a lot of those houses, when I was in real estate, if people wanted AC, they'd have to tear out the walls, put in new ducts, and it costs a lot of money.
And would do that.
But
no, it's not even the cost. It changes the...
I understand that. Okay. But you don't have to do that now. They've got these things. I think they're called Mitsubishis, where they're on the wall,
yes.
And they pretty much show the whole house. If anybody knows about this, give me a call.
No, it don't.
920-264-0606.
Nobody cares about this.
Hang on. 920-264-0606. Why don't college dorms have air conditioning, especially at St. Norbert's? And I love St. Norbert's, so I'm not putting them down. I'm just saying I think it's crazy for the money they pay that they don't have air conditioning.
Get there. It's, what is it, a month? You know?
A couple of months. Maybe and then the spring?
So
let's say September, October.
All right.
And then at least May.
Okay, well, maybe what they could do, this is so our kids went to Suzuki camp, you know, the violin.
I don't know it. Okay. I have no idea. If you say Suzuki, I think of the motorcycle.
No, Suzuki. You know, that's
yes.
Right? You got the traditional music and then
Solo
you got Suzuki.
Suzuki.
No,
remember that commercial?
Not at all.
Don't you remember that? Wheels, remember that? Solo Suzuki?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Solo Suzuki.
Okay.
Do you really think I'm not a good singer?
Yes, I do.
Seriously, because you're a musical professional.
Well, I'm not, but I know when someone's singing on key and you weren't that last song.
Because people always say, well, you've got a great voice.
And well, that's because you're singing alone, though.
I'll bet you're a great singer.
So I don't think anybody's ever said that.
No. I bet you are.
Okay, you tell your mother that, that's nice.
My mom got
that.
Into it with a nun one time because I got a D in music.
Okay. And I'm with the nun on that
one. Sister Wilfrida.
All right.
And she told my mom that he sings like, my mom's like, why would you give him a D?
Okay, we got to talk to Wheels.
Worst grade he's ever had. Because he sings like a frog. That's why.
Okay, sister.
Sister Wilfrida. She was a mean one.
Suzuki camp is at Stevens Point every year. And anyway, you could rent an air conditioner when you went there if you stayed in the dorm.
But I don't think the kids at St. Norbert even have that option.
Okay, now that would be interesting to see if they want to do that.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, I believe that. All right, let's let this guy sing, please. And we're going to be back with Wheels. We're going to talk to Wheels a little bit about
Chris Jackie, Packer, former kicker, coming up. A few minutes, Mind on the Mirror, back after this.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Northerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies, tonight lows around 61. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 83. Chance for scattered storms, Wednesday, daytime highs approaching 86. 81, sunshine mixed with clouds at times, Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back. Johnny's getting coffee. We're going to talk to Wheels, though, as we wait for Johnny to get back. But enjoy this moment. John's not singing, so we can listen to a little bit of music, although probably not my favorite song, Wheels, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, man. So, Wheels, tell us. You, as everyone knows, you're our executive producer. So, you make sure the trains run on time and that the music is queued up, and you're always here before we are. Make sure the show is ready to go. And you have been in this industry for, what, 15, 16 years, you said? 20?
Yeah, pretty close to 20, yeah.
20 years. And you are in a wheelchair, and you are very, very active in the community, but also in sports, right? Basketball? Didn't you win something or do something in basketball?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, don't give me...
I know,
yeah,
he's
we're
so
on the
humble.
Radio. Come on, dude. Yeah. Tell me a little bit. You played in tournaments?
So I got recruited out of high school by Southwest State, which... You guys talked to
Minnesota?
My coach, Lou Shager.
Oh, yes. We talked to Lou. Yep. That was great. A great interview.
Yep. And then I also got recruited to Southern Illinois University.
Wow. The Salukis.
Yep. Whitewater.
Warhawks.
Yeah. So okay. It was interesting. Went through the whole recruiting process and ended up going to Southwest State. And then I had some issues happen. So then I transferred to Whitewater. And then in 1999, we won the collegiate championship.
Is that's congrats
phenomenal.
To you again.
He showed me his patches. He's got to get them put on his cap. Hall of Fame.
Nice.
Patch and what? World National Champion patch, Wheels?
Well, so this is for softball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got patches. If you're in the Hall of Fame and if you played for Team USA in softball, you got patches.
Is that amazing?
Right. So you were in the basketball, but then last week, you know, we had your understudy in here.
Yeah.
Todd?
Todd, who's great.
It's awesome.
He helped us out at EAA, and so Wheels had to go down to Illinois, to Alsip, Illinois, to play in the regional, national, what was it? It was a baseball tournament.
Softball, World Series.
I mean softball. But
yeah,
World Series.
World Series of wheelchair softball.
Wow. Okay. So he was down there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday and sent us some video clips and sent us some updates, and you did really well. We thought you were going to, you know,
yeah,
bring it all
too.
Home. But no, it's all right.
The big hardware.
Tell us about it. I mean, tell us about the tournament, the environment, the people, your friends. Let's hear about that. That's just a great, great thing that happens in this country.
Yeah, so there's 20 teams. There was a team from Japan who ended up winning the whole thing. And then there was also a team from Ghana. Canada couldn't make it. And
Ghana, Africa?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the Japanese are going to win the soccer thing too, aren't they? I mean, the women's?
Yeah, probably.
The who?
Japanese.
Oh, are they? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I know
really
Sweden.
Good.
Hey, really guy, Jason, I don't mean to just jump into this.
No, right.
We want to hear, but something I want to talk about real quick. Yep. I've never seen an American team in international competition where more Americans are playing against them than the women. Wow. What? No, I'm serious. Have you seen any or read any of these things? It's like, because is it Megan Rapinoe? Rapinoe?
Doesn't she? Because
she
said some stuff.
Yeah, but
said
it's like
a lot of things.
But I mean, there are sports writers and stuff like that have come out and say, like, you know, not even like hiding it under, you know, where it's like, I mean, blatantly saying, we hope they lose. That's unprecedented,
it is.
I think, in American
especially
sports.
For the women's soccer team.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
I mean, they've been like the, I hate to use a sexist term, but the darlings of that sport
for sure.
Ever since the Brandi Chastain thing.
I don't think they've lost, right?
The they were going for their third straight World Cup. But you know, the Hope and Solo thing caused some angst with that whole thing, too, when she went through all that.
Back to this softball tournament, which is more of, there's no standout, right? You guys are one big team, right? The way you guys play, Wheels, when you're talking about your friends, the camaraderie on the team.
Oh, like my teammates and stuff? Yeah, I mean, we're all, on the same level as far as no one acts better than the next guy or anything like that. So, I mean, we all get along great. And
so how was the tournament? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I mean, it started out great. We went 2-0 and everything was great. And
you're batting 500, right?
I was.
Which is cool. You sent us that.
Yep.
We were proud of you.
I didn't see any texts about his batting average after that. Did
Mr.
Mayor?
It was pretty quiet after that.
Yeah, I know, right? Must not be getting good reception. Well, he must be at the Aaron Rodgers thing. He didn't have good reception.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Because it was like,
a lot of cell phones being used.
Right.
I can show you. I tried to send it. It just didn't go through.
He's texting us, oh, we're 2-0. I'm betting 500. It's like, oh, that's awesome. Keep
750 on base percentage.
Yeah. And you said to him, you know, keep us posted.
Right.
And then it went quiet.
Silence.
Yeah, well, for good reason. I mean, it didn't go well after that. We ran into Nebraska, who took us to the woodshed. So that was nice. Pitched in that game. And
you did?
Yeah. Yeah, came in about halfway through, and the first guy gave up 10 runs, and so did I.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny, or not funny, but it's
funny.
No, but look at that video.
I was literally laughing on the mound.
It's you play in a parking lot.
Yep.
I mean, and you were talking about how hot it was. The guys were, their tires were blowing out. It was so hot. I can't imagine being on asphalt for that long and doing something as strenuous as what you guys do.
Yeah. I mean, it's not easy, but at the same time, it's so much fun. And you're out there with dudes who you just love as brothers. And, you know, so it really... The positives outweigh the negatives.
Oh, yeah.
A hundredfold.
But I still think it's pretty cool that you're at that high a level of an athlete. I just think that's fantastic.
I know. I don't look like I am, though.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
You're better shaped than the two of us.
Absolutely. But, you know, you were also great in tennis, weren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty good in that, too.
Yeah. I mean, incredible.
I was on the cusp of making the Paralympic team.
Wow. That's phenomenal. Good for you. We're proud of you.
And we... Yeah.
We want to take a picture of him and put it on our Facebook, and
we
need some accolades.
And we talk about what we kind of interviewed you. I think we interviewed you before you were hired here.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
One of our first guests, like that first week.
Yes.
We like both knew him. And you said that this community, and Johnny was talking a little bit earlier about how, you know, we were chosen by U.S. World and News Report as a number one community, but we also got 6.9 out of 10. And one of the things that you think we're lacking in, and John and I would agree to that, is for the wheelchair sports, that we could do better.
Well, we agree now, but we were oblivious. Nobody realized something like that.
Yeah.
And it's great that you're bringing it to the forefront.
And we're big down in Oshkosh, and maybe, you know, you're big with the herd, and maybe we can use that and get some kind of tournament going. Or
that would be a great place for you guys to play. That's a nice arena.
That is.
That's really nice.
And a great community. And but we'll talk more about that. But you're pleased with the tournament, though, right? I mean, you came home third, but that's fine. We're probably
home. I think it was fifth.
Fifth.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Out of how many teams?
20.
That's great.
Five. Yeah.
It's excellent.
Just said five.
Jim did.
Thanks,
did
Jim.
Do you guys use regular softballs, or are they like more of a rubber coated?
No, it's like the big 16-inch softball.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
what movie was it where they're playing 16-inch softball?
I have
start of the movie.
I
what
have
movie?
No idea.
What movie?
John, I don't know. I don't watch movies. I told you.
About
that.
Last night. Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Jim Belushi, I'm sorry. Remember?
No.
No?
What? No.
Yeah.
Saturday Night Live?
His brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you remember that
Jim
movie
Belushi's
about last
not
night?
Funny. Jim Belushi's
I
not funny.
I agree.
He's not funny.
Thank you. I thought I was the only person that would say that.
No.
He is not funny.
No, he's not. He's not funny.
If he had a different last name, I don't think he would have made it big.
100%.
I'm with you. We're
going
to take a quick break. Chris Jack, you'll be joining us after the break. Stay with us. Mind on the Mirror. Mama
told me not to. I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that
giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.